From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. House Democrats have handed a victory to President Obama. They've narrowly approved a bill calling for sweeping changes to the nation's health care system.
The yeas are 220. The nays are 215. The bill is passed.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announcing the bill's passage in the House chamber. Republican opposition was nearly unanimous. The legislation would require most Americans to carry insurance and provide federal subsidies to those who otherwise couldn't afford it. In the run-up to the final vote, conservatives from both parties added an amendment imposing new restrictions on abortion coverage. But during debate, House Minority Leader John Boehner said he feared the tighter wording was simply a ploy to secure the votes needed to pass the overall package.
It's pretty clear that this could be a shell game that's underway. That it gets to pass here in the House, helping to ensure that this bill passes. But we have no guarantees that when this comes back from conference, that language, stopping taxpayer funding of abortion, will be in the bill.
The battle now turns to the Senate, which is working on its own version of the health care bill. At a group of 20 meeting in St. Andrews, Scotland, Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner joined other finance ministers and central bankers in calling for continued government efforts to spur economic recovery. Steve Beckner of Market News International reports.
The G20, a mix of industrial and developing countries, pledged to cooperate to withdraw monetary and fiscal stimulus measures at some point, but not till recovery is secured. Geithner said the jump in U.S. unemployment to 10.2% shows the economic climate is still very tough. He said a period of sustained growth is needed to bring the jobless rate down. Geithner said that process has begun. Echoing the G20 communique, he said that as growth strengthens and financial headwinds diminish, governments can start to reduce budget deficits and tighten credit, but warned this will require a delicate balance. If policymakers put the brakes on too quickly, he said they will weaken the economy and the financial system. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner.
A U.S. Army spokesman says the man accused of going on a shooting rampage at Fort Hood has been taken off a ventilator but still remains in intensive care at a military hospital. 13 people were killed and 29 others wounded in Thursday's attack. President Obama is delaying his departure for an overseas trip so he can attend a memorial service at Fort Hood on Tuesday. Officials are getting storm shelters ready along Mexico's Caribbean coast amid word that tropical storm Ida has become a hurricane again. Warnings are also in effect for western Cuba and Grand Cayman Island. Ida dumped heavy rain along Nicaragua's Caribbean coast earlier in the week, damaging homes and other buildings and knocking out power lines. However, there were no reports of fatalities. You're listening to NPR News. U.S. and Afghan authorities are investigating whether a NATO airstrike is to blame for the death of 7 Afghan soldiers and police. The possible friendly fire incident occurred during a search for 2 American paratroopers missing in western Afghanistan. 18 Afghans and 5 American soldiers were wounded. A military band welcomed the newest member of the Navy fleet, the USS New York, Saturday. The billion-dollar warship was actually built near New Orleans by survivors of Hurricane Katrina, but Saturday it was the pride of New York City as hundreds of officers and sailors on a pier stood at attention as a massive vessel decked in red, white, and blue bunting was put into service. An official with Brazil's electricity regulator confirms that large-scale blackouts in 2005 and 2007 were caused by people hacking into the computers that control the electricity grid. Richard Reynolds reports from Buenos Aires.
The official with ANEEL, which regulates electricity producers and transmission in Brazil, said that while the evidence wasn't absolute, it was widely believed that computer hackers had broken into control computers and shut down power to millions. The 2007 attack in Espírito Santo state shut off power to about 4 million. Another attack in 2007 shut off power to about 1 million people in Rio de Janeiro. The perpetrators were never identified. The official added that vulnerabilities had been found since then and security had been improved. U.S. officials regularly say that such an attack on the electricity grid in the U.S. is considered a serious threat. There have been numerous reports that foreign intelligence agencies have already penetrated the system on numerous occasions. For NPR News, I'm Richard Reynolds in Buenos Aires.
And I'm Giles Snyder in Washington.